Here's a thought I'll title, The Spirit of Repetition. There's an old Zen saying that when the spirit of repetition leaves you, your work will become difficult. As a general principle of life, I think that's true. According to the 10,000 hours theory, anyway, it is repetition. It's doing it over and over again. It's putting in the 10,000 hours that eventually leads you to success. I found this particularly true in my darkroom days because I didn't like the darkroom all that well. I found it more frustrating than it was inspiring. And whenever washing trays and mixing chemistry became a burden, I would remember that when the spirit of repetition leaves me, my work will become difficult. And this can apply not only to washing darkroom trays, but spotting prints, organizing images, or how about keywords in my Lightroom catalog? I was thinking about this a couple of years ago when I started a massive project about keywording my Lightroom catalog. And I have to admit, at the very beginning of that, it seemed unbelievably oppressive. I had so much resistance to doing keywording in my Lightroom catalog. And I realized that it was because of the spirit of repetition. I knew it was going to take me hours and hours and hours to complete that project. And then I remembered hearing a lecture about this spirit of repetition business, in which someone said, imagine that you kept in your mind's eye all of the dinner plates you had to wash in your life. It would be an oppressive project. It would be so many. Why even start if you think about all the plates in your life? But if you just wash the few plates that you have every day, that massive pile doesn't loom so large in our imagination. And it's a little easier to get through. And it's a whole lot easier to manage the repetition of a small thing, like washing today's plates, than it is to manage a giant thing, like washing all of the plates you will dirty in your life. And it didn't take me long to realize this had to do with my Lightroom keywords, too. If I thought about doing every image in my catalog, it was an oppressive project, too big. And I saw a never-ending series of hours and hours and hours doing keywording. But then I thought, I don't have to keyword my entire catalog today or this month or this year. What I have to do is work on it. I have to develop the spirit of repetition so that every day I would do some keywording. In my case, I would take an individual folder of images, and I first made a giant list of all the folders that I had so that I could cross them off when I had finished them. And each morning with my coffee, I would sit down and do keywords on the next folder. I can't think of a better example of the spirit of repetition. And eventually, I realized I only had four more folders to go. That is, until I added more images, but at least I'd be caught up with everything I had already done. And so I raced through those last four folders because it was a tremendous sense of accomplishment. And now it was done, and I could cross that project off my list. And I had the advantage now that every image in my Lightroom catalog was keyworded. So it became functional to search for keywords. The spirit of repetition is not only sort of good for us from a psychological point of view, but it's also productive. Because by putting in that work on a regular basis and not losing the spirit of repetition, I now have the benefit of being able to find images that I'm looking for so much more easily. Well, that's my example about Lightroom keywords. But think how many things there are in your life that can be managed that way with the spirit of repetition. One of the strategies that I see regularly fail is when people start a blog, let's say. And they have great enthusiasm for starting the blog. But after a month or two, they get tired of it and they stop. They haven't cultivated the spirit of repetition. they haven't figured out or discovered the strategy that makes that repetition enjoyable. I could think of so many other examples in the creative life, in our photographic life. But as a generalized statement, I'll simply say that when you can successfully cultivate the spirit of repetition, you will have laid a foundation for incredible success.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.